Those pictures you put up were just like, you were radiant. You were in your element.
I've heard that from like everyone that has seen that picture. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go with that because that's my happy place right there.
Yeah, nice. It's like a little kid, the first time they're on stage and they realize that they're a star. That was Sarah. Sarah, it's Food Blog Radio time.
We are back and ready for action.
We are, and we are going to be talking about our adventures at IFBC 2016 in Sacramento, California, this past end of July, right? It was the end of July.
It was the end of July, yes.
Just a couple weeks ago, and how fun that was, and how different it was from the other IFBCs they've had in the past.
Yeah, it was different than previous years, but there were some great additions, and we had certainly a fun time running around interviewing people and quick little, hey, you want to go on Facebook Live? So if you missed those, definitely need to jump back to our Facebook page, facebook.com/foodblogradio, and catch up with all those fun people on our live videos. But yeah, we'll definitely want to talk more about it.
Because you get to see Sarah in her element.
Yes.
She's a Facebook liver.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was fun, you know, just running up to people. So you want to go live with me in like 3, 2, 1, smile.
Yeah. Yeah, that went really well. Really, really well. And then, of course, we did our first ever live Facebook Live from a king size bed.
We did not.
It sure looked
from a queen size couch.
Queen size couch, yeah.
The background looked like that's what we were doing.
That we pretty much had to lay down in to get the camera angle right.
Well, that's true.
But that was fun, and people were walking by, looking at these crazy two people on the couch talking to a phone, and things we do for Food Blog Radio.
That's right, because we love you guys.
We do, and we love listening to ourselves.
Well, that too.
So before, I think we need to make an announcement. I know I haven't even told you about this, but in all the podcasts in the past, we've always talked about Camp Blogaway. And we just found out about a month and a half ago that Camp Blogaway has been permanently canceled.
We are heartbroken.
We are crushed.
Absolutely crushed.
Yes. So one, I shouldn't say, well, the food blog event that we cherished and looked forward to every year is no longer going to be happening. And we just wanted to let everybody know who didn't know that it was posted not too long ago and it is over and we are still recovering from the shock.
That's right. And you know what? We do want to take some time really quickly to thank our fearless leader, Patty Laundry, for putting on such an amazing conference every single year. That was really, it was the highlight of my year. That was the one that I look forward to going to the most. And the people we've met and the experiences that we had just can't be replaced. And we're definitely going to miss that conference.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You learned a lot and great interaction. 100 people on average were there. And for me, you know, it was like 95 women. So it was a good
It Gary was a likes good those event. Ratios.
Fair odds for me, yes.
But Camp Blogaway, we will miss you. Big hearts and loves to everyone involved in that. And we'll miss them, but we'll find another conference to love, I suppose.
We will, maybe.
Maybe. Or we'll just go on our World Couch Tour. And.
Well, yeah, we can self-conference.
That's right. Food Blog Radio Conference.
Can we Facebook Live from around the world?
Yes.
Oh, sick. Well, there you go.
There we go.
Done.
We'll be leaving now. This episode's over. We got to go pack our bags.
So IFBC 2016 Sacramento, you got there first.
I did.
And you flew up. Your little arms were tired.
Yes, I was exhausted when I got there.
You got there Thursday early or Wednesday? When did you arrive?
Actually, I flew in Wednesday morning. Oh. My flight was out of LAX at about 9:10 o'clock, I think. So it was great to be able to be there early, get a chance to explore. And our hotel was right across the street from the state capitol building. And that was amazing to walk around and see not only the beautiful architecture, but the grounds and the things that were happening around there. And the best thing about going to a food conference is when you get a shuttle to take you from the airport to the hotel. Chances are, 9 times out of 10, that shuttle is going to be filled with food bloggers. And mine was. So I met some great people already right off the plane. One of them was a blogger from Chicago who had never, ever been to California before. So that was a lot of fun getting to know her. And yeah, it was great. And then Thursday morning, we were up early to go on a farm tour. We went out to the Quépe Valley. And actually, there were two tours offered that day. One was to the Quépe Valley to do an olive oil tour, an olive oil company and a farm. And then we also did something else on that tour that my brain just blanked out on. Because I know Friday, our tour together was pears and...
Wasn't it a lamb tour, Sarah?
There were two tours that day. One was the olive oil and the other was the lamb. I did not do the tour for the lamb board.
Got it. Okay. All right.
But that was available. And that looked, from the pictures I saw, of course, we all followed each other on social media to see what everyone else was doing. But that looked fascinating, too.
Okay. I heard a lot of good things about that. And, mm-hmm. and in fact, some people were very excited because they actually butchered a lamb for everybody right there. And apparently that's exciting to some people. So...
Well, now let's step back. They didn't like actually.
Well, they didn't kill it there. It was already killed, but they
everyone
portioned
I said that
it.
To went, they killed a poor lamb right in front of all those people. No.
You got to go and select the lamb.
They showed you how to break it down.
Right. Yeah, they broke it down for them right there, which is fascinating how that's done because a lot of people don't realize that the parts of an animal that they buy in a store isn't grown in a styrofoam package with saran wrapping. It actually comes off an animal. So it's fascinating to see how that is parted and separated.
Yeah, and it's an art. It's an art
form. Yeah. And well, it's a tradition, you know, being a butcher is a quite often handed down from father to son. But so there was a lot of fun stuff to do on Thursday. Then I got there Friday morning and I went and parked in the multi-level parking lot of the Hyatt Regency. And from there, went and hung out and with a few people at the corner Starbucks, where we waited until, gosh, when did our tour take off? It was like at 8 o'clock, right?
Tour left at 8, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was on the road by 5:30 to get there on time. So I had plenty of opportunity. And we went on the Farm to Fork adventure with California Endive and California Pear. Now, I really enjoyed the Endive and the Pear tour. I think they both went all out for us. It was really a great presentation. And most people don't know that Endive, how it's grown, and then that this is the largest production in the Central California in the United States.
In the United States, that's right.
And they had to actually go overseas to learn how to do it correctly. And there's some fascinating stories behind the whole operation. And Sarah, did you find it amazing that Endive was, or is it Endive? Endive.
I think, Endive. I wrote it down. Is it Endive?
Endive. Endive. Not Endive. Endive.
It's not Endive, right. Even though they're spelled the same.
Yeah, it is. Endive. And there is actually something called Endive.
Yes, and it's completely different.
Correct. Well, but anyway, it's grown in the dark, and they are raised in bunk beds. Did you notice that?
I did. Yeah. And from the floor all the way to the ceiling, there must have been
thousands.
At least 8-10 levels of trays of this amazing.
Yeah, it was fascinating. And so we went on a wonderful tour. The bus, of course, this is all, we're all piled into a bus, and we go and we get dropped off. We tour the factory or the plant, the farm. And then from that, we went to the California Pear further up the valley. And that was at a pear ranch, which is fascinating in itself because those are all hand-picked. The trees are hand-pruned. And some of them, they actually have an orchard with trees that are 160 years old.
That's right. Yeah. It's amazing. And they were harvesting while we were there. So it was great to actually get to see that whole process as well.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
You know, the people that are moving ladders to climb up the trees to the bins and everything that they put them into, and how careful they have to be in order to pick them.
Yeah, they bruise really easy.
They do. They bruise very easily.
Yeah, and they put out a huge spread under this elm tree that was a couple hundred.
Was it an elm tree?
I thought it was an elm tree.
Or was it an oak tree?
No, it was not an oak.
No, that's true. It wasn't an oak tree.
So
I don't think, I don't know what kind, I don't remember.
It was a big tree.
It was a big old tree.
Yeah, yeah,
just, and it was a beautiful big old tree.
It was huge. It was phenomenal. And they put out a really nice lunch buffet, and we had pear cider.
We did.
And that was
hard pear cider.
Yeah, with a couple different levels of alcohol content. And I had a dry white pear cider that made me kind of happy.
We had a good, that made the afternoon much better.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was really,
and
really good.
And the food was great.
Food
they
was
had
phenomenal.
Beautiful combinations of both the endive and the pears together and mm-hmm. different. There was a couple different salads. And
grilled endive salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really nice. We had a pear crisp that the wife of the owner of California, ex-owner of California Endive, made for us.
Right. And she made one for each of us, and there were over 100 of us.
Yeah, it was. It
on
was.
That bus. It they was, were beautiful, and she did a great job.
Absolutely awesome. And then we went back to our hotel, and that was kind of nice. I got to check in. The rooms were nice. They were rather large. They were a little noisy, in my opinion, but
they were. And I was a little bit sad that there were no refrigerators in our rooms because, you know, as food bloggers, we tend to gather snacks and tidbits and things like that. So those weren't there. But I did understand that you could have requested one, and I just didn't. So that was my fault. But other than that, yeah, they were beautiful. The walls were a little thin, but that's okay.
Very thin.
But we did go straight from just about that tour right into our keynote speaker and the kicking off the conference.
Mm-hmm. And our keynote speaker was Chef John Ash. And
very famous chef.
He is the father of wine country cuisine. So if you don't know anything about him, he's won James Beard and Julia Child Cookbook Awards. And apparently he has been around for quite a long time in his craft and has worked with a lot of top famous chefs. So he was fascinating to listen to.
He was. In his keynote address to us, he talked a lot about culinary mentors and offered some great stories about people he's worked with before, Julia Child and several others, which I just love those stories. I love being able to hear about, you know, the things that happened. I don't want to say back when, but kind of back when, you know, cooking was all about cooking and not about, you know, where can you travel to show off this restaurant or that restaurant. It was actually, hey, let me show you how to cook.
Or how it's going to look on a plate.
Yes.
Right. It's all about the plate. Well, before we go any further, though, we should tell everybody what the theme was for IFBC this year.
Oh, that's right. We should. So IFBC, and we keep throwing out that little acronym too, but it is the International Food Bloggers Conference. So there were people there from all over the world, all over the country. And this year's theme in Sacramento was Farm to Fork. And if you didn't know, Sacramento is the nation's farm to fork capital. They have a great agriculture that surrounds the city that's not too far away. So they can, a lot of places, really locally source almost everything within 200 miles of the city. And so that's fascinating to see.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And the theme brought a lot of these farms and businesses and chefs and culinary experts, including the people from Chico, right? The university. Oh my gosh, I just drew a big blank.
From UC Davis.
Yeah, thank you. From UC mm-hmm. Davis. They were there putting on a lot of demonstrations. Now, I will tell you, going into this, I didn't feel that it had much to offer for me. I went because you have to pay for your ticket before they announce what the theme was. So we're going in blind for next year if we decide to go.
That's true.
And
I would guess it would be the same though.
Probably the same. Yeah. So for me, farm to table wasn't a huge, huge focus or interest in my blogging arena. But after going to several of these presentations and listening to people speak and getting a better understanding of how important it is to really, I think I'm going to say bypass the local supermarket and find the food that's around you and use that in your cooking, how beneficial that is to not only how your food turns out, but how you interact with your environment. And I learned a lot from that. I don't know about you, Sarah, but it was educational in that regards. I mean, it opened my mind and my heart to a different aspect that I haven't looked at. And I'm looking forward to approaching it differently going forward.
I agree. I think there's a big trend right now, which is a great trend in my opinion, to be hitting your local farmers markets a lot more instead of the grocery store and getting to know the people who grow your food. And you're right. Like you said, it doesn't come from a styrofoam plate wrapped in plastic at the grocery store. More and more, we're focusing on being able to grow our own or know who it is that's growing, what it is that we're eating. And eating seasonally is so much better for you health-wise. And things like you get a lot more variety in your diet. Getting to know the farmers, I think, is probably one of my favorite things from these tours, is getting to hear their stories. And many of them are second, third, fourth, sixth generation people who've been doing this for years and years, and this is their life, and they're so knowledgeable, and they have so many wonderful stories, and they have wonderful recipes because they grow it all the time, so they get to use it all the time.
Yeah, it was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the conference goes, the actual seminars, they were quite varied, and they were all food to farm to table. No, I said that wrong. Farm to table related. Mm-hmm. What jumped out to you, because there was several that were offered during the course of the weekend, what jumped out to you that you really enjoyed and got the most out of?
There were several that I really did enjoy. There was a session on putting flavor into words, which as a food blogger, it's really important to be able to express your emotions, feelings, thoughts, and put them into words that make sense, to be helpful and instructive, and really thinking about how you can describe the dishes that you're creating for people and the experiences that you want to share, and how to do that in, you know, a more creative way. So I learned a lot from that. And probably the one that was also really interesting to me was there was a session on a corporate and professional blogging, which, for me as a writer as well, was very helpful. There was some great advice given on that panel. And, of course, there was the session on hard cider and judging hard cider. And, oh, gosh, golly, we had to taste a lot of hard cider during that session. That was rough, but I struggled through valiantly.
A lot of happy bloggers in that session.
There was a lot of happy bloggers after that session. So those were my top three. What about you? Which ones did you enjoy the most?
Well, I only had one on my radar, and I'll get to that. But I did attend a few others that I found rather interesting. The first one that I was just kind of spellbound with was why insects are the next superfood and that will save the planet. From a chef's perspective. And here, again, they brought out the chefs from the head chef of Segundo Dining at UC Davis and his counterpart, Ben Davis. And they talked a lot about why bugs are important. Now, United States, we don't eat bugs.
No.
They probably don't eat bugs in Canada. They might eat them in Mexico, I'm sure. But
they're in the tequila, right?
Yeah. In many third world countries, bugs is a common staple. And compared to the amount of energy that's required to raise a cow, it's ridiculous to even think of beef once you realize how economical insects can be. Now, I know that people aren't going to give up their beef and all that, but I found it fascinating. And I did actually try some crickets. They brought out and they gave us crickets to eat. And it was quite good. They made a black bean paste, and they had some crickets on there and a little salsa and on a tortilla chip. It was fabulous, actually. It was quite good. So I was very impressed with that. And then I moseyed over to the tea and dim sum. Now, dim sum was what caught my eye because, you know, that's something that I have enjoyed in the past, and wanting to go to Asia, I want to get more familiar with. But I learned a lot about tea that I never, ever knew. probably the most fascinating one that I went to, and you were there with me, Sarah, but it was the blind tasting that was hosted by UC Davis with Hobie Wedler.
Hobie Wedler.
Wedler, yes. Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, he's a completely blind PhD candidate at the University of California, Davis. He's a sensory scientist and a food and drink educator. What they did is they had somebody before them make a bunch of dishes, which was really, really cool because this gal, and I apologize for not remembering her name, but she works with the California Olives.
Oh, that was Kimberly Killebrew of The Daring Gourmet.
There you go. And she was fabulous and funny and delightful.
Adorable. Right? Yeah.
So she put out several dishes, and Hobie was in the audience listening to this whole presentation. So after she was done putting her several dishes together, Hobie gets up on stage and pairs wines with the dishes and does a complete from memory rendition of these dishes and how these wines pair up nicely with all this. His recall is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. His knowledge is exceptional. And I actually sat across from him at dinner on Saturday night, and he's just a delightful man and very, very friendly. Nice. And yeah, so it was quite the treat for me. That was phenomenal.
And right. Then, and in fact, Hobie is, just cause I'm going to highlight him just a little bit here because he really is so awesome. He was also in the category of food and drink for Forbes. Last year he was made the 30 under 30 list. So,
wow.
You know, he's really amazing. Oh. And that, you and I were sitting together at that one and listening to him speak.
Mm-hmm.
Just his powers as a public speaker and the way that he presents things.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
He was phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. I was very impressed.
A big highlight of the conference was just his presentation.
Definitely.
The thing that I went there for, as you know, Sarah, was the culinary travel writing session, which was put on by bloggers Amy Sherman of Cooking with Amy and Jessica Van Dop De Jesus, the dining traveler, and Jennifer Sweeney, who is the director of public relations for Visit California. And they talked about adding travel writing to your content as a food blogger, and it was just captivating. The things that they have done, the places these ladies have gone. And Jennifer Sweeney, of course, is the one that puts together a lot of these media trips for people, for bloggers to go on. So she certainly needs to be on people's radar if they want to delve into this, as she is on my radar, and I plan to contact her relatively soon. But it was a great insight.
Does she have a food blog? Could we get her on?
No, she doesn't, but she, you know, we
Can
should
make
get,
one really quick.
We should get her on just to talk about the interaction and working with public relations people for states and counties and That's such. I think she would be phenomenal to have on, as well as Amy and Jessica would be. I think that we have them on our radar to get on the show
definitely.
If we possibly can. So that was a big highlight for me. And then that was pretty much it, because I did have to leave early. So that was all day Saturday, and I had to leave Saturday night, but we did sit down.
Let's talk about that dinner.
To the most impressive dinner, considering there was almost 300 of us there.
Yes. We had a farm to fork feast that they prepared for us just outside of our hotel. They shut down the little street between the hotel and the building next door. And they had, it was stunning.
Yes.
White tablecloths. I mean, big, huge, long tablecloths. So everyone got to sit together. Beautiful, proper place settings. 2-3 forks and everything else laid out. I mean, it was so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the food itself, the chefs at not only the restaurant, or not the restaurant, I'm sorry, the hotel, the Hyatt, where we stayed, but Chef Jason Poole from the Four Diamond Dawson's. Wow. It was great.
Yeah. The food was fun. Everything.
Phenomenal.
Presentation to taste. And we've both shared pictures on our Facebook pages, so you can check that out. And,
right.
They're
all over Instagram. And
right.
Follow the hashtag IFBC.
Yeah.
I believe, and you probably see them.
See even more pictures. So they did an outstanding job. Great job. Hyatt Regency of Sacramento and Chef Jason Poole. You guys just knocked us out of the park on that. Yeah. It was great dining with everybody. Now, in the past, IFBC always provided breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Correct.
Now, this year, they only provided dinner and intermittent.
Some word that means in between.
In between, they had snacks and stuff.
They did have, you know, in the morning there were, you know, coffee, tea and breakfast bars from Nature's Path and some peaches because California cling peaches were there. So they did have little things, but not any sit down formal like we were used to in previous years.
Yeah. And there are hundreds of places around that area where you can dine. We went to one of them. What was it? The Hawaiian Fish Cafe, I think, is where we went. Was that the name of it?
I don't think that was the name of it, but it was very good. I will look up the name of it right now because, you know, all I have to do is go to my Instagram feed because, of course, we were sharing all over the place and just beautiful. But so what did you have when you were there?
Well, I had the I probably have to go look it up myself, but you could either order an amazing array of food. And what I ordered was a, I think it was called a stacked grilled chicken plate, which would basically 10 times more than they could stuff in a taco layered up on a plate for you to eat. And it was just phenomenal. It was so good. The staff was friendly. It was a great lunch. And we went, there were several of us that went. We had a great time going.
Now, you and I ordered the same thing. Wasn't it like something mountain or something like Fish Taco Mountain or something?
Fish Taco Mountain or Chicken Taco Mountain. Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll put the place.
We'll put the content, yeah.
And the link in there because it was only about a 5-10 minute walk from the hotel. Very, very good. But let's be, and we got to wrap this up here because we're going on crazy.
We're going on tangents again and off we go.
We go again. So
and it was a Coconut Fish Cafe.
Oh, okay. So going back, Coconut Fish Cafe was the name of the restaurant that we had lunch at. But let's talk about Friday night, dessert night. We had a special treat.
Oh, yes.
We got to go and hang out with Brandon Souza from farmwater.org. Is that correct? Or
the California Farm Water Coalition Board.
Yeah, it's a big word for me. So he was delightful. The most charming host I've ever met. Funny and generous, but he took us to a dessert only restaurant.
Yeah.
And what was the name of that place? Do you remember?
It was something dessert diner. I think you're
Pete's,
right.
Peter's Ooh. Pete? Pete's yeah. Dessert diner?
I don't know. At this point, I'm sure Brandon is jumping up and down screaming because I'm sure he's listening going, no, it was this. It was this. But we did. We got together with, there are several of us who have been on the farm tours for the California Water Coalition Board, and they do 3 or 4 tours a year with California bloggers, take them around to different agricultural places and teach us all about how plants are irrigated, how these farms are using water wisely, and how we can really share about, you know, the things that are going on with farmers. And I adore Brandon and Lindsay and have been blessed to be on 2 tours with them so far and hoping for more. And they're constantly working on new and different things, but they are just amazing. And, you know, it kind of fit right in, but we were able to go with some people who've been on the tours before and you got to come with us as a chance to, you know, maybe you can hook up with them to go on a tour next time or in the fall or whenever they're, but yes.
Ditto on that. Right. And I definitely want to go on a tour. I didn't get a chance to meet Lindsay, but it was fabulous. This we still haven't figured out the name of this place, have we?
No, we haven't.
We'll have to figure that out. And actually going back through my Facebook page, I think it's coming up right here. Rick.
Find it on.
Rick's Dessert Diner.
There we go.
Is where we went in Sacramento, which was a short drive away from the Hyatt Regency. Mm-hmm. And every conceivable dessert that you would want to binge on is offered at this diner. And it's an old 50s style, which is really kind of cute. And you stand in a long line, and there was never not a long line there.
The entire time we were there. Right. Yep.
And you go and you pick out your dessert. I got a slice of apple pie with what I thought would be a scoop of ice cream with it. I ordered it a la mode, two huge scoops of ice cream on top of a huge slice of pie. It was ridiculous how huge it was. And I know, Sarah, you had like a 20-layer chocolate cake.
I did. I had one slice of, I think there were 8 layers.
Ugh.
Phenomenal. Dark chocolate cake, dark chocolate frosting, chocolate on chocolate on chocolate makes Sarah very happy cake.
Yeah, it was quite impressive.
I couldn't even finish it. I only ate like about half. It was so huge.
Yeah, they have some amazing things. And of course, you know, go to our Facebook pages and such, mm-hmm. and you can see some great pictures of everything. And thanks big time for Brandon for taking us. It was a pleasure meeting him. And as you said, I hope to get and jump on board with some of these trips, because I do have a travel segment in my blog, and I also have a travel blog. So
that's right.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll.
So sign him up. There we go. But you know what? Also, IFBC, thank you so much again for an incredible conference and some of their amazing sponsors, you know, Lindsay Olives, where we had a lot of fun with them on the first night. They were shaking martinis, and you know, they've got some great new things coming out from them with their little picks that are already, you know, pre-put together. So all you have to do is take them out and drop them in your drinks. And of course, California Cling Peaches, California Almonds, UC Davis,
California Pears,
California Endive Farms, yep. The American Lamb Board,
man,
Cape Hay Valley Ranches, man, their olive oils and balsamics are incredible. Yeah. Very, very impressive. California Walnuts was there. Of course, our favorite Davidson's Safe Choice Eggs, the American Pistachio Growers, lots of California grown, mm-hmm. obviously. Yeah. California Figs, you know.
A lot of support.
A lot of wonderful, wonderful sponsors, mm-hmm. and even more. I mean, there was definitely more. We can't, you know, list them all, of course. Laura Chanel's, though, her goat cheese, and the Gowan Cider, hard cider, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all was very, very, very good. So going into this IFBC with some hesitation on my end, I went away feeling very good about everybody that I met and interacting with people. I felt good about several of the sessions I went to. I would have liked to have seen more meals presented to us. And that's only my selfish nature, because I didn't want to go out and about so much to do things, which is foolish on my part, because you really want to go out and about and do things. But I was just being selfish and lazy at the time. I am looking forward to going next year. Sarah, I know you're kind of hesitant. You're not sure if you're going to be able to make it or not.
Yeah, I'll have to see what is on my schedule. There's a couple other things that the time conflicts, but that doesn't mean it's definitely worth, you know, keeping on the radar. It's going to be still in Sacramento next mm-hmm. year, and it will be, I believe it's the end of September.
Yeah, a little cooler.
I want to say where it will be a little cooler. It was quite warm, but you know, definitely worth keeping on the radar and keeping an eye on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will probably be there, and hopefully all my friends and everybody that I met and all the new people that I've met will be there too, because it can be a tremendous experience. And I think I will go for a longer period of time so that I can enjoy more of the state capital and more of the dining experiences in the area.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. All right, my dear, let's wrap this up, because, so I can go edit all of our mistakes out of here.
You know, there's only like one or two. We did a good job this time.
We did pretty darn good, yeah. We only digressed once or twice, so not
too
bad.
Which for us, you know, is practically amazing.
It is amazing. And so, we have more interviews lined up. And we will be back on track, because, you know, we've been gone and about doing things and life gets in the way. And I know we say this is a weekly podcast that we put out every other week if we're lucky, but we will continue to do this. It's becoming very, very popular to a lot of people. And in fact, Sarah, I had somebody recognize me just by my voice.
That's right. That's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah.
Well, and that was thrilling, I know. Yeah. And, you know, you did a good job that weekend. You were surrounded by some
Beautiful
lots of,
women.
Lots of beautiful women every time I found you.
Oh, I'm glad my wife doesn't listen to this podcast. All right, we got to move on.
So come visit us on our Facebook page. You can, if you haven't gotten a chance already, to see some of the Facebook Live videos that we did while we were at IFBC. Please check that out. We have some great guests coming that we met at IFBC. Mm-hmm. So always listen in for future podcasts that are coming soon. And Gary, where can... besides Facebook and Twitter, where can people find us?
We are on iTunes. Just look up Food Blog Radio under podcast. You'll find us there. We also have the foodblogradio.com website. We're on Stitcher. We are on Blueberry. We are trying to get on to iHeartRadio and as many other places as we can possibly get to share the love. And of course, Twitter, where we're growing like crazy at Food Blog Radio.
We are growing like crazy. Lots of great people. Thanks for following us back.
Absolutely. Big love. And other than that, complaints, Sarah at foodblogradio.com.
Questions, Gary at foodblogradio.com.
And
we look forward to listening to ourselves talk again sometime very soon.
Yeah, because we said we were going to shut up like 10 minutes ago.
We did.
We didn't.
We're going to shut up now.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Take care.
Be good to your heart.